present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
It's All in the Mind.
Aussie.
I bet you're glad. I mean...
What's that?
Glad you're his dad.
All right. What do you want?
I want to see Aussie.
Well, you can't at the moment.
Well, I'll go in the house.
You will not.
Well, can he come out?
Not at the moment.
Well, when's visiting day, Warden?
Don't be clever. He's having a bath.
Why, is he going to the doctor's?
Clear up before I part your hair with this spade.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to know about the meeting.
What meeting?
The Black Hand Gang meeting in your shed on Saturday night. I want to know what time I have to come round.
If I catch you in this shed again, you won't come round till you've had a dose of smelling salts.
Eh? Oh, you're joking. I didn't realise because you sounded bad-tempered.
I am bad-tempered. I mean annoyed. Look, you're having no more meetings in my shed, the state you leave it in. I'm just clearing it out before the wife's mother comes.
But she can't live in the shed. She'd get woodworm.
It's for storing some of her old furniture.
But it's the Black Hand Gang's headquarters. We fixed it when we made Aussie captain.
Yes, I know. And you've been coming here for 3 months, and Aussie's only been captain for 3 days.
Well, he ran away and left me on my own to fight 2 spud bashers.
Spud bashers?
Yeah, from King Edward's school. 2 of them, and they were big girls.
Our Aussie would never run away from a couple of soft girls.
Soft? They were using Aussie for netball practice. Then they chased me until one broke a catapult.
What? Girls using catapults?
Well, I think she had a catapult, because I heard a shout, "Wait for me, Felicity, me elastic snap."
Well, never mind that rubbish. You're the captain now, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, then, have the meetings at your house in future and let your lot suffer for a change.
But my granddad won't let us use his garden shed. He keeps it clean.
That does it. Now, clear off. I'm busy. I've got work to do.
But Mr. Higginbottom...
Oh, before I turn nasty.
You turned nasty the day you were born. Oh, heck. Well, I may as well go. I've had it if I don't fix the meeting. They'll make Charlie captain. And I'll never get my mum out of our house on Saturday night.
Hello there. Hello, James.
Oh, it's all wooden top, the church organ grinder. Hello, Mr. Wood.
Hello, James. I've been visiting your little friend.
No, me big enemy, Ozzy's dad.
Oh, Mr. Higginbottom, yes, I know what you mean. I'm going your way. I'll walk along with you.
All right, you are. Well, how's the organ and choir business going, Mr. Wood? Sung any good hymns lately?
Now, James, as a matter of fact, I've had to neglect the choir somewhat. I'm appearing at the Empire Theatre every evening this week.
What as a bingo caller?
Oh, very amusing. As a matter of fact, I am conducting for the Amateur Operatic Society's musical, Guys and Dolls. Oh, very exciting, lovely songs. If I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
I think the bell's a bit cracked. Hey, did you say you're doing this every night of the week?
Yes, and the matinee on Saturday.
Oh, so your flat will be empty every night?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, that's dangerous. I mean, burglars might get in.
Burglars?
Yeah, especially on Saturday night. That's the worst. I'll tell you what, me and me pals will mind it for you on Saturday. Make sure it's safe.
I think I'd rather have the burglars in. Anyhow, my landlady is more than a match for any burglar. Mrs. Trotter is quite a determined lady.
Yeah, but Mrs. Trotter might pop out for a gallop, a walk, I mean.
No, thank you, James. My flat will be quite safe.
Oh, heck.
I suppose your mother is in now, is she?
Yeah. Are you going to our house?
Yes, it's to do with the show I am conducting. I have some free seats for the show to give to your mother.
Oh, my granddad'll go as well if they're free.
You as well, I hope. I have 4 free seats for Friday evening.
Oh, well, they'll all... Friday? Oh, what a pity. It's the wrong night.
What do you mean?
Well, they've got to go out, visiting friends who are ill. Could you make it Saturday?
Saturday? Well, I think so, yes. I've got some other seats for Saturday that I was going to give to the vicar. I could change them round, I suppose.
Oh, great.
I'll go home and change the tickets then.
Yes, and I'll call for them on Saturday morning. But we'll keep it a secret till then.
Oh, you want to surprise them?
Yeah, that's it. A surprise present from me.
Very well. Cheerio, then. I'll see you on Saturday morning.
Yes, Mr. Ward. Bye. Smashing. I can have the gang round and do myself a bit of good as well. I wonder how much I can charge for them free seats.
Come on, Jimmy, no. Away from the table.
I'm putting animal pictures in my album.
I don't care what you're putting in. Now move your album off the table. I'm going to clear the dishes and wash up for your mother.
Hey, watch it, Grandad. If you're not careful, Mum will have you scrubbing the step and I'll be calling you Granny.
You're the one who'd better watch it. Now come on, find something else to play with.
I can't. I'd go down to the church club if I had a table tennis bat.
Now, don't start that again. We've no money to spare for table tennis bats.
Well, give me one for my birthday.
Oh, your birthday is months away.
Well, you're always asking me, Mum, for a sub until pension day. I'll do the same with my birthday.
Look, let it drop. You're getting no table tennis bat. Now, come along. Move your things off the table.
Oh, just a second. I've only got 2 more pictures to stick in my album.
Hey, is this a baboon?
They're funny, aren't they? That one must sit down a lot.
Why?
He's worn all the fur off his sit-upon. Hey, our science teacher said when a baboon blushes, it goes red all over.
Yes, I know. Now, I'll just put the album flat and move these cups.
I'm not in your way, am I?
You look at that.
Stop jerking the boot, Grandad. You've made me spill glue on the tablecloth.
I did not.
Watch it. My album's in the glue now.
Father, if you finish clearing away the... Oh, you haven't started yet, I see.
Oh, I was just doing it, Pat. Now, come on, Jimmy. I'm still waiting for you to move your things.
Well, I like that.
Oh, it's all right. I'll clear away myself.
Now then, Pat, I said I'll do it and I will. I'll have these dishes cleared in 2 shakes. Here, Jimmy, take this album.
Look out, it's stuck to the tablecloth. You did it in 1 shake, Grandad.
I'm sorry, Pat. Jimmy and his blinking glue. I'll clear it up.
All right, Father, leave it to me. Jimmy, go and see who's at the door.
Right, Mum. Hey, Grandad, I've just remembered where I saw that tablecloth trick done before. Tommy Cooper did it.
I'll show you a trick, my lad. Sawing a boy in half.
I thought that would have made him laugh. I hope this fella at the door isn't selling anything. Grandad's not in a buying mood.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. Oh, what a carry on I'm on. How done?
Alfie, thanks.
Oh. Jimmy, what's happened?
Alfie Hall's found me bag of marbles.
Oh. What are you talking about?
I searched the house for them marbles, and he walks in and puts his foot straight on them. Dead clever.
Oh, shut up. Come on in, Alfie. Come and sit down.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe. Yeah, everything's gone wrong.
Here, in this chair, Alfie.
What do you mean everything's gone wrong, Alfie?
I was just starting on my tea when I remembered I hadn't phoned the Empire about the tickets. So I jumped up, slipped, fell on my dad and pushed his head in the blancmange. Me mum laughed, me dad clouted me, and I swallowed half me kipper. Then a bone stuck, and then they were engaged.
I thought your mum and dad were married.
The Empire was engaged. Anyway, I went there on my bike, and I was lucky because somebody had cancelled their seats for Friday night.
So you got them?
No. I'd left my money at home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but the woman's keeping them for me.
Oh, heck.
So we've got seats for Friday, then?
Well, we will have, as soon as I go back and pay for them. There's plenty of time. The box office is open all evening.
Just the same, we'd better get them.
I think I'd better go and get them. It'll only take me half an hour.
I'll go on my bike.
No, I think Father's right. You have a rest.
Right, I'll go and get my coat.
I didn't know you were getting tickets for the Empire.
Well, we wanted them, but I'd heard they were sold out. Alfie said he'd try this evening.
Your mum said you wouldn't be interested, so I only asked for 4 tickets.
That's all right. Mum, when you do go to the theatre, can I have Ozzie and Charlie round?
Yes, that's all right.
Oh, good. I'll just make a phone call then.
Righto. I'll make you a cup of tea, Alfie.
Yeah, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Come on, Grandad. Get out till I fix Mr. Alfie Hall.
Well, all away then, Jim. I hope Alfie's not made a mistake about those tickets.
Well, you know him, Grandad.
That's what worries me. Well, bye-bye then, Pat. Well, so long then, Jim. I'll away and get the tickets.
Not if I can help it, you won't. What's the number of the Empire? Empire. That's it. They're getting my tickets for Saturday night, not these for Friday. I want a table tennis bat out of this. And Mum said I can have the lads round when they go to the theatre. That's Saturday night for the gang meeting. Hello? Empire Theatre? My name's Alfie Hall, and I called for some tickets that you're keeping for me. Well, you can keep them for yourself, because I don't want them. You want them? You what? I don't want them. Are you deaf? Yes. Tell them. Give them away. Paper your baller with them for all I care. And a happy Easter to you and all. What a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful Saturday. I've got a beautiful feeling, a table tennis bat's coming my way. Mr. Ward, it's me, Jimmy Clitheroe. Old Timberhead must have wooden ears as well. Mr. Ward, it's Jimmy Clitheroe.
All right, don't knock the door down.
Oh, are you Mrs. Runner? Sprinter? Trotter?
Yes. Who are you? A knocker-up?
I came to see Mr. Wood.
Well, you came to the wrong place. The ambulance has just taken him away to have his appendix out.
Where?
The hospital, I should think. Unless they've started doing operations in the post office.
Oh, very funny. You ought to be on the telly. Ha, 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 ha. Advertising weed killer.
What was that?
Mr. Wood must have been iller than I thought. Can I go in and search his room?
You cannot.
But he had something for me. Didn't he leave a message? I'm Jimmy Clitheroe.
Clitheroe?
Yeah.
I was trying to phone your house just now for you, but there was no reply.
Oh, I expect my mum would be shopping and my grandad'd be snoring.
Well, he got me to phone Halls, and a young fella came over.
Alfie?
Oh, I don't know his name, but he seemed a bit round the bend.
That's Alfie. He's only got one more corner to turn.
Well, Mr. Wood spoke to him as he was going in the ambulance, and it was something about tickets.
Oh, heck, he's given them to Alfie. And he'll give them to me, Mum.
Well, what were you going to do with them?
Give them to me, Mum.
I think you're on the same bend as Alfie. What difference does it make who gives them to your mother?
A table tennis bat, that's the difference it makes. Oh, heck, and they'll know I was the one who cancelled the other tickets. I was Alfie Hall. I said, sell them, give them away, paper your parlour with them.
Sell them, give them away, paper your parlour with them. That must have been Jimmy.
Of course it was. He deserves a good thrashing.
But he knew we had free tickets. So we would have had to cancel the seats for Friday anyway.
Well, that's all very well. But it'd me making a fool of myself at the Empire Pay Box, arguing with the woman and the manager.
And me. Don't forget, when you came back, you said I was daft, stupid, a pot rack, a rack top, a crick pot, pot, pick. You said I had the brains of a monkey. Well, now you know I have.
Yes, Alfie. Look, Father, I admit he's been a bit naughty, but he's not done any real harm.
Oh, you're too soft. I'll bet he would have wanted paying for those tickets. He ought to be smacked.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but he ought not to get away scot-free.
Look, he's probably worried to death if he's found out Alfie's got the tickets.
He'd be more worried if he thought Alfie hadn't got them. Hey, that's an idea, Alfie.
What?
Suppose you had lost them. No, that's no good. I know. You've forgotten where they are.
No, Mrs. Clitheroe put them in a bag.
No, Alfie, he means if you had forgotten.
What do you mean?
Alfie, do you remember a year ago you fell off the washhouse roof and lost your memory for a couple of days?
Well, I remember falling, but then I lost my memory, so I can't remember.
I know. Now, I want you to lose your memory again.
Oh, I wouldn't like to do that.
What a good idea. Oh, please, Alfie, do it. Please.
All right, then. I'll do it for you, Susan.
Where are you going?
To fall off the washhouse roof.
Come back, you fool! Now, just pretend you've lost your memory.
Just for a few hours to worry that brother of mine.
Oh, Father, this is silly.
Now, look, Pat, that boy deserves to suffer a bit. That'll do him good.
All right, I won't interfere. That's Jimmy now. I know by the way he closes the door. With his foot.
Now, right, Alfie. Lie back on the couch and do your stuff.
Oh. Oh.
Don't overdo it, Alfie. You're not playing the death of Nelson.
Now, don't worry, Alfie, my boy. Just rest.
Well, I suppose you're all pleased with yourselves. Especially Alfie the traitor.
Quiet. Alfie's not well.
Eh?
He fell over coming into the house.
As usual.
He doesn't know where he is.
As usual.
No, Susan means that Alfie's lost his memory. Like he did last year.
Well, he's had a good run since... Lost his memory? When? Before he told you... has he... Does he know where he's been?
He doesn't remember anything before we picked him up off the step.
Oh, good. Goodness, maybe if I talk to him, I could bring his memory back.
Aye, maybe. You'll want to talk to him alone, won't you?
How did you know? That's a good idea.
What do you think, Mother?
I'm going upstairs to have a bath to get ready for the... to watch television. You can do what you like.
Well, come on then, Grandad. Let's hope Jimmy can do some good.
Aye, but I'm afraid it's hopeless.
What a break. Fancy falling on your nut again, Alfie.
Yeah, you are.
Did Ems fall on his nap again? He's got lovely big feet then. That keep tripping him up.
You are. Where am I? Who are you?
Jimmy. It's me, Alfie.
Oh, hello, Alfie.
I'm Jimmy. You're Alfie.
Yeah, Alfie. I'm Alfie.
Oh, never mind that. Where's the tickets?
Tickets? Tickets?
Yeah, tickets. Tickets. Bits of paper, train tickets, bus tickets, theatre tickets.
Oh, do you mean I'm an actor? To be or not to be? That is the question.
You won't live to hear the answer if you don't shut up. Hey, let's search your pockets.
Search me pockets? What? Hey, get off, stop it. Hey, stop it, you tickling. Get off, don't. Stop it.
Oh, all right, they're not on you. Where have you put them?
What?
The tickets.
Tickets? Tickets?
Oh, belt up. Look, I can still get away with this if I give them the tickets. You've got to remember before the theatre starts tonight. If they don't see the show, I've had it.
I don't understand.
I cancelled their other tickets, so try and remember, Alfie.
Alfie. I've heard that name before.
It's your name. You're Alfie. Think.
Alfie Think. What a funny name.
Look, Let's go back and imagine you've just got up this morning.
My mind's a blank.
Good. You've remembered that?
Dr. Jimmy, but he can't come till the morning.
Oh, that's no good. The damage will be done by then.
The doctor says it will be like last time. Alfie will come out of it and he won't suffer any ill effect.
Who cares about Alfie? I mean, the doctor. Who cares what he says? We've got to get Alfie cured straight away.
Well, I don't see what we can do.
I'll talk to him and see if that helps.
Yeah, let him have a good look at your face. We'll try shock treatment.
Shut up, you.
Out of the way. Alfie, you have a mother and a father.
You have her? That's nice.
Well, they're not too pleased about it. Anyway, try and remember them.
Yes. Yes, I can remember something.
Can you remember what they are called? The name?
No. Yes. Wait a minute. Yes, I remember now.
Good, good, good. What do they call them?
Mum and Dad.
That does it.
Jimmy, Jimmy, put down that poker.
Oh, just one smack, Grandad. A tap. Just a weeny teeny tap on his bones. Now, I'm going to say different words, and you have to say anything that comes into your head, right?
Wrong.
I haven't started yet. Not.
Jimmy.
What do you want?
Nothing. You said clot, so I thought of Jimmy.
That was very smart, Alfie. That fall must have knocked your brain the right way up. Now, let's get on with it.
Yeah, all right.
Jimmy.
You.
Susan.
That girl.
Mr. Wood.
Mrs. Wouldn't.
Oh, give me strength.
The phone's ringing.
What do you expect it to do, yodel?
The phone rang this morning.
Oh, never mind. Yes, that's it. You got a call this morning.
And I said, this is Alfie Hall.
Yeah, that's your name. Go on.
And a woman said...
Yes, yes.
She said...
Yes, what did she say?
She said, I've got a leak in my cock loft. she was phoning the plumber.
Alfie, put your neck in me hands and... You'll hear a funny noise.
Jimmy, when you've finished going mad, Ozzy wants you on the phone.
All right. You wait, Alfie, or I'll fix you.
He's lost his memory.
Well, one day it'll come back and then he'll be sorry.
What do you mean?
He'll have to start going out with you again. Hello, Ozzy. I can't stay long. I've got to go and make me will. Send me dandelions, will you? It's daft Alfie. He's ruined everything. He's lost his memory. And if he doesn't get it back quick, they won't be going out tonight. Of course we can't have a meeting if they're here. Never mind you lot chucking me as captain. This lot will be chucking me off the roof. No, give me another half hour. I'm going to try something else. I'm not sure yet. Either roller skates on the floor or soap on the stairs. Yes. We're off for now. Hello? What are they happy about? They wouldn't laugh if they had my trouble. Something funny going on here. I'd better see if that keyhole still fits my ear.
Jimmy's out there on the phone.
Aye, we don't want them to get wise.
Get wise to what?
Now it's gone on long enough. Anyway, Alfie will have to go home soon to get ready for the theatre.
He's found the tickets.
You're right, it's 5:30 now.
Are we going to tell him it was all a gag? That Alfie was pretending?
The rotten lot.
Not likely. If he found out, my life wouldn't be worth a shilling.
A shilling? You'll get change out of a tanner.
When Jimmy comes back, just pretend Alfie's memory's returned.
Yes, I'll pretend I banged my head again and I'm cured.
You're due for a quick relapse. Well, I'd better let them know I'm coming.
Jimmy, good news. I've just banged my head.
Oh, well, that's good news.
He means he's cured. He's back to normal.
Oh, hard luck, Alfie.
We've all had good news. Alfie had 4 free tickets for the theatre tonight that he got from Mr. Wood.
Well, fancy that. So you'll all be going out then?
Yes, son, in about an hour.
Well, I'd better ring Ozzy. You said he could come round if... You went to the theatre?
Oh, yes, so I did. Well, we'll be home by 10:30.
Oh, that'll be fine. Before I ring Ozzy, Mr. Clever Alfie, he's going to phone the sports shop. Only he doesn't know it. My name's Alfie Earl. Daft Alfie Earl.
Aren't you going out, Jimmy? It's nearly 6 o'clock.
Sue, Mum, I'm going to the church club, I think.
Well, I'll run you down while Susan's getting changed, if you like, Jim.
Oh, thanks, Alfie, but I'm not quite ready yet. I am now. I'll see who it is, Mum.
Right, Arthur.
I wonder who this can be. I don't think.
Good evening. Mr. Alfie Hall live here.
Just a minute. I'll get him, the mug. Alfie, it's for you. Nice evening, isn't it, mister?
It's freezing.
Funny, I feel as though the sun's shining.
What is it, Jim?
This is Mr. Alfie Hall.
Oh, good evening, sir. Here it is, sir. 6 o'clock, just as you requested on Saturday.
Well, for me?
Yes, there you are. There will be 12 and 6.
Oh, thanks. Well, there's a 10-bob note and half a crown.
Thank you, sir. The card's inside. Bye-bye.
Oh, good. Hey, wait a minute. What is this? I haven't ordered anything. Well, he's gone.
Well, what is it, Alfie?
I don't know. Well, what's he on about? Something I requested on Saturday.
Oh, open it and find out. Here, let me.
It's from Bradshaw's. I wonder what it... A table tennis bat.
What does it say on the card? Read it.
Let's see. To Jim, happy birthday from Alfie.
Oh, Alfie, that is kind. You shouldn't have bothered.
Yeah, I didn't. It's not your birthday, I know that.
You know it now, Alfie. But maybe you didn't know it on Saturday when you ordered the bat.
Yeah, I don't recall ordering any bat.
Of course not. It was on Saturday that you lost your memory, remember?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Jack Watson, Tony Melody, and Doris Rogers. The recorded programme, which was the last in the present series, was written and produced by James Casey, and it starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
My mum says I have to pay Alfie the 12 and 6 back. So I am. 3 pence a week. Off the pocket money he gives me. He's a nice fella, really. So is me granddad. And me mum's smashing. Even Susan isn't always horrible. Sometimes she's just a nuisance. Ours is a nice family, ours is. Oh, you won't be hearing from us for a while, so hope you have a nice summer holiday. Hope we do, too. Anyway, whatever it's like, I'll tell you about it in the autumn. Ta-ra!